Zvachim Chafayamud Beis. The Gemara Chafayamud Beis brings a Mishnah in Maseches Pora. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam. Nosan Yodoy, or Radloy, or Ola Yerokais, Kidei Shavu Maim Lachavis Pesulim. So a person places his hand, his leg, or leaves, green leaves, which I assume are probably edible, Kidei Shavu Maim Lachavis, he's filling up the, water from a Mayan. Right? He's filling up water from a natural spring, and filling up the chavis, the klisharis, which in which he will be makadish the water and use it for the mechatas for the paraduma. After that, he's going to take the ashes of the para and put it into the water. So it says in the Torah, "Amayim chayim al keli." So the Mishnah says in para, the Gemara brings it, that if he uses his hands, his feet, or green leaves, which I assume are edible, in order to direct the water to the chavis, where he's going to have the mechatas, psulin, then this water is called, is pasul, which means he cannot use the water anymore for mechatas. Oli konim v'oli agoizim, but if the leaves of konim and agoizim, which I guess are really unedible, kshela, if he directs the water with the leaves of reeds, or the leaves of walnuts, then in fact, which are minastam, as for this Mishnah, unedible, right? Then in fact, the water is in fact kshera. In other words, the water went into the chavis, the water was directed through these leaves into the chavis is kshera. Zah klal. And the klal is dovah makabal tumah psulim. Something which is makabal tumah, like a person's hand, his feet, or his, or the olei rakas. And this something's makabal tumah which directs the water into the chavis. So therefore, the mayim are psulim for mechatas. Dovash inu makabal tumah, but the direct thing was not makabal tumah. Shelim, bekavsha. This is the Mishnah. The Gemara raises the question: minan nimili. How do we know this? How do we know that make a, that in fact actually, if we direct the water through something which is makabal tumah, how do we know that in fact this renders the water unfit to be used as the water which will be used in purifying a person who's tamei meis? The Amar Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yosi Bar Abba. Amar Kor, it says in the Pasuk, in the Torah, Ach Mayan Ubo Mikveh Mayim Yetor. Right? The Pasuk speaks of the Mayan, a spring, boyer, which is a well, mikveh mayim, and a gathering of water, yetar, which would be tar. And from that, the Gemara learns, havyosan ayidei tahara. We require that the water be directed through tahara. If you read the Rashi, right, havyosan shamayim matarim, right, the direction of the water, which cleanses, ayidei tahara, tehei. In other words, it should be done in a way which is tar, which is pure. Kisha'ata ma'ava isa, when you direct this water, liyais mikveh, to be a mikveh, or kadosh in the sense of mechatas, have a ma'ava isa ayde dova shem makabotumas. The Torah is instructing us that we should direct them and channel them through something which is not makabotumas. Okay? That's what the Gemara says, right? Okay, so the Gemara goes on to say, right? Omer Abchia Omer Rabbi Yechonon. So says Abchia name Rabbi Yechonon. Zoysoy Meres. This implies Avir Kli Kli Dami. The Avir of a Kli is like the Kli. Those of you who have been learning Daf Yomi will see that, of course, is actually relevant in Kachim. The Avir Kli has a bit of a Kli, which means that it's not said to be coming from somewhere else. Okay? Over clinically dumb. And I think Gemara spoke about over shades of Lanua, that was the times here above. We learn from this over clear clinically dumb. Ah, what does it mean over clinically dumb? What does that have to do with over clinically dumb? So Rashi says, Mindictani nosin yodoi, posel. From the fact that the Mishnah says you put your hand there and direct the water, it's posel. Taha ain't a mayim, the lashon, the gizav Rashi is shoshesim, but that shouldn't be. That's you came to the Gemara later on, right? Ena maishes v'neiflam miyadu lekli b'shesisa. In other words, the water, right, is not coming, right, right. The water is not coming to a kli. Right? Right? In other words, basically, says Rashi, when the water comes from your hand to the kli, right? Right? It comes from your hand to the kli, and it goes into the chavis. Nonetheless, it's possible. Alma v'shiyotza miyadai, therefore, when it comes from your hand, the kaleach apre ovir, right? Right? To, and it goes into the air, right? Which is on top of the clay. How would it ki'ilu shasasa miyadai, the clay? It's like it came from your hand to the clay. Shere yado al kenegat svasa clay munachas. Your hand is on top of the clay. Mishiyotza miyadai makalchem bol kenegat ovir. And when it came out of your hand, the water came into the air, the space which is spanned by the opening of the clay. In other words, the question is, where is the water is becoming, right? Where is the water coming from into the clay? That's the point. The point is, where is the water coming into the clay? If it comes from your hand into the clay, right? So that's good. That's not good. That's how Yosef Day. It's not that's not how Yosef Day. It's coming from a davatuma. So in other words, we have to say that since I put my hand on top of the clay, I direct the water from my hand to the clay. So I have to say that since the water goes from my hand to the ovir on top of the kli, into the kli, so if I say the ovir kli is like a kli, so it went from my hand into the ovir, which is like the kli. So since it came from my hand into the kli, that passes it. However, if the ovir of the kli was not like a kli, so basically it goes into my hand into the space, and the space on top of the kli is not called a kli, and from the space on top of the kli goes the kli, that would be kosher. Okay, so in other words, that's the eye of the Gemara. In other words, when we look at the Mayim Chaim coming into the Kli, we look at the last departure, the last station. So if in other words, basically, the last station is C, that's the Kli. The second station is the area above, the space above the Kli, that's B. And then the station before that, station A, is my the double Makabotu, which is my hand. So if I say that B equals C, so therefore, it's like A is going into C, and that's possible because the water is coming from the tummy to the clay. But if I say B is not equal to C, so therefore, because of that, first the water goes from A to B, and then from B into C. So the water's going to the clay from C to from B, and therefore that will be kosher. That's really what it says. That's very simple mathematics, not even mathematics, but in any case, we'll separate the men from the boys. Okay. Now, that's what the Gemara says. Okay. Now, we're first going to speak Taharas a little bit, and then after that we'll speak Kotchim. Actually, we'll probably speak Taharas dash Kotchim. There's a Mishnah in Mikvois, in Perakei. The Mishnah says, in Perakei, Mishnah Hay. The Mishnah says, Hazaychun kamayan v'anayfin kemikveh. Once again, a mikveh, a mayan and a mikveh are different, right? In that, a mikveh, which we call, let's say, rainwater, it's called mei noitfim, water that drips down from the sky, from the clouds. So it's only matara person if the water is standing still. That's called ashbayrin. It's not moving. However, water that comes from a natural source, a terrestrial natural source, right, a spring, so it's bataya, right, it can act as a mikveh, not only if it's standing still, but also if it's moving. That's called zeichel. So a river, if you assume that the water is coming from a natural source and not from rainwater, right? So in other words, that right, that can be, but that's bataya, even with zeichel. So what happens if you, in other words, okay, now, the neitfim, the Mishnah goes on to say, neitfim that are made were made zoichlim. Water standing still that was made moving. So it says soimich afilu makel. You could hold it or support it even with a makel, afilu kona, even with a reed, afilu zava zava. Right, and it's true. Even as Zava can be yered v'toyvel. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael Oimer, kol davar shemakabel tuma ein maschilon boy. Anything which makabel tuma, you cannot use it, I guess, to maschil. I like to use it for the running water. Or we'll see how in the Mishnah. Okay, in other words, now there's a machlokes here between the Rashi and the Rosh and learning the Mishnah. The Rashi taka learns we have a mikveh. And the water's running out of the mikveh. Now, if water runs out of the mikveh, that's what's called zoichlim, and therefore, if it's mei noitfim, which means if the water came from, let's say, from rainwater, so the water runs out of the mikveh, that's called a psul of zoichlim. That passes the mikveh. So a person decides he wants to hold the water back from running out of the mikveh. So he puts a makel. In other words, there's a hole in the mikveh, the water's running out of the mikveh, so the guy takes a stick, takes a pen, the pen is, well, let's assume the pen was a stick, putically eight, it's not a kabel tumah, right? So, he holds the stick there, prevent the water from coming out. That's where the Rashi learns. So the Rashi says, the machlok is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisi. Meaning what? Rabbi Yehuda says, it's kosher, because the chayah, the makel, the putically eight, is not a kabel tumah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's possible. Why is it possible? Possible because the person is holding the makel himself, the person is a kabel tumah. Anyway, so now, why is this true? Why should we deal like this? In other words, we have a deal in Mikvais that says that you can't use what's called Mayim She'uvim. You can't draw water from a pail and pour it into the mikveh. And actually, that din is learned from the pasuk which Gemara brings, Ach Mayim Nebor Mikveh Mayim Yatar. So, in other words, water cannot come from a kli and then from the kli go into the mikveh. And that was learned from this pasuk. So the Rashi explains, but this is not speaking about water going to clay going to the mikveh. It's speaking about a stick or something that's for kabel tumah, that means the person holding the stick, and it holds the mikveh back from being zeichlin. So the Rashi explains this together of the Gemara and Chaf Hamad Beis. Haviyasa leidei tahara. In other words, I'm holding back the water of the mikveh, which means I'm in mahaveh. The water of the mikveh is being created, right? In this case, it's being held back from running from zeichlin, right? To something's makabel tumah. So the Rashi learns that the basis, the yisoid, the halachic explanation of this mishnah is the drasha in Chaf Hei Amud Beis, in Zevachim, and Haviyasa Adei Ayudei Tahara. Meaning that even though the drasha in Chaf Hei Amud Beis and Zevachim was being said on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah said didn't mayim chayim, it didn't pora, right? Nonetheless, the Rashi learns this is a din in Mikvais in general. That's what the Rashi learns. The Rosh, who argues on the Rashi, is a detailed Rosh in actually in at the end of Masechet Nida in the Hilchos Mikvais, Simin Yura Halach Yura Aleph, and here too. The Rosh learns a little bit differently, that we're not holding back the water, but the water is running. And the person holds the stick, and by holding the stick, he directs the water into another mikveh. That's how the Rosh learns in this Mishnah. Okay. But the Rosh agrees with the Rosh that the explanation of the mikveh, the halachic interpretation of the Mishnah is Havyasan Ayyay Tahara. The Rambam does not bring this. Rambam has a whole different explanation of the Mishnah, and it's nothing to do with Haviyasa Dei Tahara. The Rambam understands if a person has made noitfim from a mayan and makes it into zoichlim. So how does he do that? He puts a stick there, and the water gathers from the stick and runs. That's what the Rambam learns in the Mishnah. But the fact is that Haviyasa Dei Tahara in the Rambam doesn't appear anywhere in Hilchos Mikvais. It appears in Hilchos Parah in Perek Vav. And there, the Rambam in Perek Vav, in Masechet Parah, there he brings the din, right? Nosas chav v'doches habayim biyodav v'aglav v'bal yirokes k'deishet alachaches. And there the Rambam brings a din of Yosef de Tahari, brings the Mishnah Pora. But the Rambam, there's no zecher of this din of Yosef de Tahari in the Mekvoyis. Okay? And Mekvoyis, the Rambam learns a separate din. Let's do it. It has nothing to do with that. It's a separate din of taking Neufen from Mayan and converting into Zeichel. Okay? Now, and that's what the Mefarshim Ameya, that the Rambam learns that the din of Havis Leitara is a din only on something that requires Mayim Chayim. It's not a din in Mikvah. Now, the Chayra, what's the Machlaikis? I mean, on a very basic reading level in the Gemara. So the Gemara brings, in Chafei Mabez, the Gemara brings the Mishnah in Parah, that a person directs water into the chavis with and the mission is finished with the double kabbal tumah is not a kabbal tumah. And then the bar brings the pasuk achmayan ubor mikvah mayim miyatar. The pasuk mentions mikvah as well as mayan. So obviously the rosh were learning that since Rabbi Yechanan, Shimon Rabbi Yisrael Abba was bringing a pasuk of mikvah to explain the Mishnah in Parah. It must be, and of course, you can't use a mikveh for the mechatas of in other words, you can't use a mikveh for the mechatas of a person who's tamei meis. So therefore, it must be that this din of Yosef de Tahara applies to what? To mikveh too. And that's the way the Rosh and the Rash learned. The Rosh and the Rash basically based their understanding on the Mahanim and Anamilidi. He's given the Gemara, and the drasha from a pasuk that speaks about mikvah too. But she'enkin the Rambam, right? She'enkin the Rambam understands that the drasha here is only being said from respect to Mayan. It's not being said from Boren mikvah. And since the Mishnah only appears in Parah, so because of that, the Rambam learned this is only a din in Parah, it's not a din in mikvah in general. Okay? That's the simple machlokas yishayna. Okay. Now, it's interesting to note that in the Perush HaMishnayos of the Rambam, and I'm not the only person to ask this kasha, in the Perush HaMishnayos of the Rambam, in Mishnah Dalet, the Rambam in Parah, it's Perek Vav, the Mishnah is in Mishnah Dalet, Nosin Yodo Ragno and all Yerokos. So the Rambam says, Yedush al Yerokos, Yetamu Tumo Oichle Lefishem Bechlalo Oichavu, Yoyma, Shababale Chavis Mayim Chayim, Lekadish Oisoi. The person fills up a Chavis with Mayim Chayim to learn to Kaddish the water, so it becomes Mechatas. Mitzraya Milush Yebekli, Kamosha Kadamnu. In other words, you have to fill it up in a Kli. Vim, Yazor elamayim ligar b'kli b'yadai. So if you help the water go into the kli with your hand, or b'ragloi with your foot, or b'dov b'kabel tuma, mina oichlan, or something's a kabel tuma, one of the things that are written is a kabel tuma. Shupasol. The fi she'et loynis malu b'kli. Because it wasn't filled up with the kli. B'zeh d'ayim l'misha yishav b'hen, or b'alam in a mayim. It's like you draw water with them from the mayan. Yosim b'chavis, you put it in the chavis. It's like you drew water. Okay? Yeah, it brings a tisefta. It's a paladika thing that the Rambam uses the lashon here of she'uvim. A little bit like yishoyev for the water. And hagoin, habishta achreina, as the kashi says, we're talking about the Rambam shitasi holds, it's not a psul in she'uvim. It was a psul in she'uvim, there was a psul in mikvah, so they put psul in the mayan, the mechatas. He gives an answer when he gives an answer. But even more so, I talk of another kash to ask is simply the Ramli Shittasi holds that the Psul of Maim Shuv is a Psul de Rabbanon. It's not Psul de Reis, it's a Smachta. Here, I mean, from the Rambam here and from the Rambam in Hilchos Parah, it's Mash is a Psul de Reis. I mean, how can Shuvim, which is a clearly a psul de rabbanon, Rambam is a mikvayis, a psul de rabbanon, how could she'uvim turn into a type of a psul de reisa you know, in Mechatas, it's Takapela. What I want to say is that the Lashon, right, as if you're being Shayev, doesn't mean it's a Pshul Sha'uvim. I'm using that as the verb to mean that directing the water is almost as if I'm using this object to put the water into the mikveh. In other words, one might think that since the water is actually moving towards the mikveh, maybe my hand is not really doing anything. Is that called havyosa b'day tahara? So I'm using the lashon of she'iva. It's not to say that chas v'shalom is a psul of she'uvim, because if it's a psul of she'uvim, then in fact actually it doesn't make sense. I'm certainly shitasai that the post, that whatever din shum was done for the pasuk is a smachta. The Rambam's not going to use, and the Rambam is a smachta literally. The Rambam's not going to, you know, is going to use that. Rambam's not going to use that to understand a din d'oraisa. So that's what I would answer in the Mishnah Chayna, and that's how I would answer here too. That in other words, it's called havyasa. In other words, if I put my hand there, it's like I'm being shy of it, right? So it's like I'm being mahav of the water. Because if I just put my hand there to help the water go into the thing, maybe it's like called being mahav of the water. So the chiddush here is if I put my hand there and direct the water, it's like I'm being mahav of the water. And she'iva, the verb she'iva, drawing water, is the, you know, the best example of an example of actually being mahav of something. That's what the Rambam is saying. Okay, I think with that answers the kasha of the Mishnah Chayna and the question that I asked too. Okay, very good. Now what I want to do though is I want to mention that Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi has something to say, not only on this thing, but in this very Gemara. In Hilchos Mikvois, in Perek Tes, in the Chiddush HaGrach HaMikvois, so Reb Chaim, there's a long piece on Perek Tes Halacha Tes in the Rambam, when the Koyel Il Nadav opens up a branch of Taharas, then we'll speak about that. What do you think? You think I'm doing that? Taharas. I just mentioned to Rabbi Kornfeld that my wife Zayda, David Lifshitz, Zechatzak Levocha, said that it was said of Reb Chaim, you know, the pasuk in all the tigers were in front of him. Anyway, Chaim, by the way, I'm a very good sefer on Kachem. There's a new edition of the Eilei Shleiman which came out. Eilei Shleiman on Kachem, you know, Eilei Shleiman on Kachem. Yeah, it was like the Pnei Yeshua and Kachem. And Rav David Lifshitz is Zayda, Shlabazam and Lifshitz. But a beautiful sefer on Kachem called the Eilei Shleiman. We just put out again. Got a hold of it, look at it. Okay. But I didn't see anything on the Sugya today. Okay. His name is Vochem. I'm reading in the Rav Chaim. I think in the standard Rav Chaim with the Gilyonis Chazanish, is Daf Pei Tesam of Aleph. I don't know if the place has gotten to that Madrega that they talked about. V'inei, Bizvachem Daf Chafei, Tanan Hasan. Right? The Chaim calls the Gemara, Nosan Yodo Agloi Ole Yirako Kedei Shavu Mayim Lechavis Psulim Ale Kanem Ale Yagoizim G'sheirem G'sheirem Zah Klal G'sheirem, no? It's actually the Gemara is great as Kshera, but I find it hard to believe. Kshera, the Shiva Kabbalah is Kshera. I'm just thinking over here. Kshera, the Gemara we have in our Mishnah too is Kshera. Zaklal, Dobe Kabbal Tumah, Psulim Dobe Shem Kabbal Tumah, Kshera. Minana, Minam, Abyechem, right, etc., etc. V'ayin v'Rashi. Now, Reb Chaim brings a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. What's going on here in the Mishnah? How is my hand directing the water into the chavis to make the mechatos for the paraduma? Ayin v'Rashi. Shpius tekayin shamayim mekalchel melchok. Rashi learns the water is basically spritzing somewhere else. V'ayin an yod in the chavis. Is that the water is spritzing somewhere else? It's not going at all into the chavis naturally. But through your dova kavul tuva, let's say your hand. So what you do is you direct the water, mamish into the chavis. So basically, without your hand, the water would never go into the chavis. So in other words, the chibur, right, between the mayim that comes from the mayan and the chavis is your hand. Okay, that's shitas Rashi. Because the water is not naturally going into the chavis; you're actually redirecting the water and bring it to the chavis. Okay, so that's called havaya. He doesn't say that, but Achen Baramon Perak Vav Beichas Por Aduma Halachaches. So he writes, notice the chavis of mayim v'docher mayim biyada. You push the water. In other words, the water is running into the chavis. You push the water with your hand or baragla with your feet or bali yorakes, right? Gidei shavu lachavis or reilu pesulim. Okay, mishaka b'mayim. You push your hand, put your hands on the water. The water goes above, over spills, right? V'yalu v'yishavu lachavis. Zeh akadu v'shamal tuva da da da. Haredi v'farish. Chaim says, the kayel v'gavne she'etzem bias amayim hu bias me'amayin atzbei toicha klei. Chaim was learning the Rambam that the water is going from the spring into the chavis without you redirecting it. V'dom v'kavu tuva rak gogem v'sayeh l'bias amayim. Your hand is just pushing and making it go faster. Not redirecting the water. Like, you're pushing the water. Like the boat is going down the river and you push it to make it go faster. Okay? And the chiddush is, v'siuli, the gam kai gav, the mirka vas yedei tumu mifsali. Okay? That's the chiddush. The parish of Mishnah is much like that. The chiddush is that, as I mentioned, that even though the water would naturally go into the chavis, since you're helping it, you're facilitating it, or you're expediting, right? Then, in fact, actually, that's called a vayasa. So, Chaim is talking. Lama lo piyush kebarash Rashi. Why did Rambam learn like this? How can he learn like Rashi? The ma'irich, the etzem bias amayin, the chibul amayin, why they dova bekabel tumah? But why did the Rambam decide to learn such a modern way? That all I'm doing is I'm just like helping the water along. Why did Rambam learn that? I'm redirecting the water, right? Okay. In other words, according to Rambam, I've been chiddush. According to Rambam, I'm not redirecting the water. Why is it going like this? Just say I'm redirecting the water. Havios de tuma is mashma. I redirect the water. Okay. The person who writes the Rambam is mashma. That it's like I'm being shy of it. You see, the Rambam was also, is also being matkish. He's emphasizing that point. Okay. So the Chaim wants to say it's mukha from the sugya, and now I'm going to bring avir the klika kli dami. What's mukha from the sugya? The isa amrav, right? Ab yechanan zoyse meres ab amrav zoyse meres all the klika kli dami. In other words, the Gemara says we see all the klika kli dami. Later, like ma. To him, name it like a kli dami. If it's not like a kli, who came? Who nims shamayim boim mitzach a kli me'over a kli? Comes that the water is coming from the over a kli. If it's not, in other words, if you say it's not a kli dami, who came? So therefore, the mayim is coming to the kli from the over of the kli, and it's not havai say de tuma. I mean, it's not a psula of a kabel tuma. Okay, so it says Rambam. The name of Kaper Rashi, we said that Rashi. So the Rambam says, the Chayin says, like you said, your water is redirecting, your hand is redirecting the water. How can you say it's not coming from your hand? In other words, according to the way Rashi learns, how can you say the water is not coming from your hand? According to the way the Rambam learns, the water anyway is coming to the harvest. You just make it go faster. No, but according to Rashi, the way Rashi learns, I mean, even if we say over kli is lakli dami, sof, there's no chibur to the chibur to the mayan is only through your hand. Otherwise, it works somewhere else. That was machriak the Rambam to learn the way he learns. Okay? Now, katanti! But what can I say? I don't understand lapchayim. It is true that by mikveh, there's a concept of a chibur to the mayan. You know what's chibur is a halachic factor. a sipa, like a baba would say, in mikveh. And the thing is, I'm a chuba to the mayan, so it doesn't have to be a mayan chayim. But when it comes to this din of mechatas, it has nothing to do with the chiba to the mayan. The question is, where is it coming? What's the last stage before it comes into the kli? In other words, I'm not interested in A, I'm interested in B, the kli being C. Oh, it's chayim. So, in other words, which means I claim that Rab Chaim doesn't understand the Rab, which he does say. According to Rashi, if we say Rashi is the Rashi and Rosh, then, in fact, it's a mikvah dikdin. So the mikvah dikdin and a chamami. In a mikvah dikdin, you have to have a chibur. But if it's not a mikvah dikdin, it's a paraduma din. It's a din that has to the last stage before it comes into the kli, right? Has to be from something which is not mekabel tumah. That's fine. I don't care if it's mechuba or not mechuba. We're looking at it from the kli end, not from the mayan end. There was a mikveh, we look for the mayan end. Paraduma, look at it from the kli end. I was saying, Rab Chaim. Okay. Anyway, Rab Chaim's diyuk in the Rambam is not muchach anyway. Because if I submerged my hand, the water goes over, that's something called redirecting water. If I push the water, it's one thing. If I submerge it, the water goes over, it's going the opposite direction. It's not called redirecting the water. What is he talking about? What's that song? Anyway, it's all here in Gadol. Anyway, I think that I'm wanting to say that even the case where I push the water, it's like I'm showing you the water. I think that's the thing that I'm wanting to say. Okay.